Today, being the 21st day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 3rd of May, 2021 years after the era of Anabi Isa Alayhi Salam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zara, continues from the 38th ayah of Surah Al-Hazzal. It starts at the moment Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Prophet Abdullah Lokani will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم الملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ما كان على النبي من خرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله التي قد خلت من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الحمد لله الله تبارك وتعالى after he told us about what transpired between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his community and that he is النبي أو النبي المؤمن من أنفسهم. Allah deserves. Allah told us the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم deserved us more than ourselves. Whenever He gives us commandment, we have to do it. What transpired when He asked Zayd to marry Zainab, and the parents or the people guardians were not happy. At the end, they did it. And what transpired when Allah Himself married Zainab to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Zainab bint Jahsh. All this. People were saying, some were making positive comments, some were happy, some were using it to bring out the disease in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us, مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِي مِنْ خَرَجٍ مَا كَانَ, it has never been, عَلَى النَّبِي, on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that there is any blame, there is any fault, فِيمَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, in what Allah Himself has ordained for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how it is. It is the tradition of Allah that has past been like that. Wa kana amrullahi, it is that the affairs of Allah, whatever He says, should be done. Qadran is ordained. Maqduran, destined. Allah Ta'ala, all of us have to be very careful. Very careful. Al-Kamalu lillahi tabarak wa ta'ala. Completeness and perfectness and excellence is only to Allah. His creation, when they are before Allah, the best of them will see His incompetence and His incompleteness before God. When they are within the creation, they could be seen as complete. But before God, the imperfection, they will display themselves. That's why Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Ana Sayyid Waladu Adam Wala Fakhar. I am the leader and the master of the children of Adam. That is not a pride for me. Because his own pride is when he is a servant before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To call him, فَلَمَا قَوْمَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَتْعُوهُ. When the servant of Allah stood before Allah calling him, to him, this is his own pride. Before you, is before you. If somebody stays before his community, everybody says, he is this, he is this, he is this. But when he goes to a bigger community and he's not in, what is then, what is the pride? Let him be something when he's in the bigger community. Then when he comes home, whatever you say, you say. So this is it. Allah has a tradition that he will ordain something and it's already destined what he has ordained. It will happen. Even you don't have control. Nobody has control of what Allah has destined. So from you, it may look like a mistake. From Allah, it is never a mistake. Here, look at these people that are wagging their tongues, the Jews. Prophet Laslama has gone ahead to marry his son, his daughter-in-law. To them, Zaidu is his son, his daughter-in-law. Or he has gone to marry a woman that was once under a slave, a freed slave. All this, wagging their tails. Since he came to Medina, nothing preoccupies him except marrying. He married this one today, married that one tomorrow. How many wives did the Prophet marry? How many? This is Nabi Dawood. He had up to 100 wives. This Nabi Sulaiman. He had 300 wives and 700 slave girls, making 1,000. Was this a blemish on his prophethood? No. Did this stop him from being an excellent prophet? No. Then what has the prophet done? He's a prophet. That's why Allah is saying, مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مِنْ خَرَجٍ. There is no fault whatsoever, no problem whatsoever on the Prophet ﷺ. فِيمَا فَرَدَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. In what Allah has made him to do, what Allah has commanded him to do. Whatever Allah has commanded the prophets to do, or anybody to do, you should go ahead and do it. Look at Allah, don't look at people. Because today, most of us will fall into this problem. You see a man, he will tell you he wants to get married to another wife. He cannot. Why? Kai, I don't know what my wife will say. I don't know what the parents will say. You know, this community I'm in, people are going to talk. Huh? Wallahu ahakku an takshehu. It's Allah that deserves that you should fear, not this people. If your intention for trying to get another wife is a good intention, then ask Allah. If Allah gives you, go ahead. In your own case, you can decide, I do this, I don't do this. The Prophet, they have no that privilege. Everything they are going to do is what Allah asked them to do. Allah has married Zainab bint Jahashim to our Prophet. That is it. If you don't want, kill yourself. If you are saying, he is doing this, he is doing that, prophets before him married more than that. There was no problem. What is the problem if he was to do this? And how many wives did the Prophet have? Anything that Allah commands that should be done, Qadran is ordained. Maqduran is already foregone conclusion. It's predestined. So nobody can go into it and say why.
الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا.
الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا. Who are these prophets that Allah is the one to tell them, do this, don't do this, every part of their affairs, and whatever Allah has them to do, they don't waver. الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ. These are the people that are conveying the messages of Allah, and they are in no way afraid of anybody but Allah. وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They fear none but Allah. وَكَفِي بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. Allah is enough as reckoning of what he asked them to do and as recording of what other people are saying about him. This is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He called his son, say, Inni arifi al-manami anni asbahuka, fanzul maza tari. I see, oh my dear son, I see in a dream that I am slaughtering you. Look at this issue, what do you see? The son quickly answered, Ya abati al-ma'at umar, satajidniya insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Oh my dear father, what Allah has commanded you to do, you shall find me among the patient people. This is how the prophets are. Another person, if Allah was to ask him, go and slaughter your child, what is he going to do? Okay, how can Allah ask him to do this? Because his soul is more important to him than the following of the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. We are talking about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here that has sacrificed much, much, much more because of you, as we are going to see in the verses coming. What the Prophet has sacrificed, very few of us can ever sacrifice it. This is Nabi Ibrahim again. Allah did not give him a child up to the time the wife was already 90 years old. But Allah told us, فَلَمَّا إِتَلَى لَهُ مَا يَبْنَا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. It was only after Allah delivered him from people that were worshipping idol that finally Allah gave him a son. All this while that he was fighting against the kuffar, against the pagans, Allah never gave him a child. His wife got up to the age of 90. All this was his own sacrifice. Look at the sacrifice the Prophet has done. Just to marry a wife, people are wagging tongue. So be very careful, all of us. Whenever anybody does something, the first thing that we should ask ourselves is, what this person did, is it permissible before God? Is it praiseworthy before the Prophet last summer? If it is, keep your mouth shut. If not now, you will enter a problem that tomorrow you will not be able to come out of it. Somebody obeys Allah, obeys the Prophet last summer, and you are there blaming him. Who are you? Allah is telling us here, Allah is enough to reckon in what everyone is doing.
ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما
ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, let me tell you this, you don't know who I've been talking about. يا أيها النبي اتق الله وما كان ما كان النبي مخرجا. This prophet that I'm telling you about, if you don't know him, he is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum. Have you not ever contemplated this, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the father of any man among you? Walakin, but who he is, he Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, wa khatim an-nabiyyin, and the seal and the final of the prophets. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Everything about the Prophet ﷺ, about his affairs and his time, Allah is well aware of it. Here, Allah Ta'ala, you will never see in the Quran, Ya Muhammad, no. You will see Ya Adam, Ya Nuh, Ya Musa, Ya Isa, Ya Dawood, Ya Yahya Huzul Kitab. You will see Allah addressing all the prophets, calling them by their first name. It's enough dignity that Allah calls you. But it's more dignifying when Allah Himself dignifies you by calling you with your title. Allah, whenever He wants to call the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you call him with his title. Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul, يا أيها المزمل يا أيها المدثر. But he has to tell us his name so that we know who is this person he's talking about. Because for every person that we call a Muslim, you must know the name of your own messenger of Allah. You must know his name. If you are going to enter Islam, you have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So you have to know his name. That's why Allah, in about four places or five, Allah himself would mention the name of the Prophet to give us information, who is he? So whatever his name is mentioned, is to tell us an information of who he is. Muhammadun Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu shiddaa'u 'alal kuffari. Muhammadu, if you don't know him, he is a messenger of Allah. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum. Here he's saying, Muhammad is not the father of any man amongst you. Wa ma Muhammadun illa rasul qad khalat min qablihi ar-rusul. Muhammad is nothing but the messenger of Allah. Wa ma nuzila 'ala Muhammadin in surah al-kitab. And what we have sent to our messenger Muhammad and Nabi Isa, the prophet Jesus Christ himself, called him wa rasulun yatim badia ismuhu Ahmad. And the messenger of Allah that is going to come after me is Ahmad. Because they, the prophets, they knew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the firmament before this world. They knew him with the name of Ahmad. And the name Muhammadun is a name that means Mahmudun alal istimrari. When he was giving birth to, the grandfather came and he said, the name is Muhammadun. In Arabic, whenever you have tanwinun at the end of a noun, it means an indefinite noun. When you say waladun, a boy, indefinite. Kitabun, a book, indefinite. When you say kitabun, book, there's something definite about it. Al-Kitabu, we have now made it very definite. But Muhammadun, this name is indefinite, yet is the name of a person who is definite. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you say Mahmudun, a person, if he does something that is praiseworthy, something that one should praise, then you say, ah, what this person has done, Mahmudun, is praiseworthy. But when he does it all the time, and he himself, anytime you now see him, you see praiseworthiness, then that is Muhammadun. Because it's continuously that he's praiseworthy. So he has become praiseworthiness itself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his name. And all the time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, he said, what is wrong with one of you? If you are to have two Muhammadan in your house, or three Muhammad in your house, is there anything wrong in it? If anybody names his child Muhammad out of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he and that child will not enter hell. They will enter paradise. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for them. The person who names his child out of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person and that child will not enter hell. They will enter paradise, inshallah. Because of the intercession of the Prophet for them. There are people who name most of their children Muhammad. One Sharif, grandchild of the Prophet Muhammad, came one day to Nigeria for the first time. He would ask, they said, what's the name of this one? Said, Sani. What of that one? Rabi'u. What of that one? Tasi'u. Don't people have name? Just second, fourth, ninth. Is that name? They said, no. When we have children, we name them Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. Because of that, we have to differentiate the first from the second. Say Muhammad al-Awwal, Muhammad Sani, Muhammad Salis, Muhammad Rabi, Muhammad Khamis, Muhammad Salis, Muhammad Sabi, Muhammad Tasir, Muhammad Ashiru. So when you hear anybody is being called Ashiru, Tasir, Sabi, all these things is Muhammad that he was named. So then that Sharif, he looked, he said, this is who Allah has given you so much wisdom. So how will the children enter hell? So you cannot be named after the Prophet, and you are the one coming now working against the Prophet. If you don't take your time, Allah will take the name away from you before you die. It's very dangerous. When you see that your name Muhammad, you should be the first among those in front of lovers of the Prophet. A lover does not see any faults. The white people, they say love is blind. If you love a woman, for example, do you see any fault with the woman? If anybody is praising him, do you say praising her, do you say why? If anybody is praising the Prophet and you have something in your mind against it, then your love for the Prophet is questionable. It's questionable. So Muhammad, he has other names. He himself, he said, my name is Mahi, my name is Hashiru, my name is Akibu, my name is Ahmad. He himself, he called that he has other names. And Imam Nawawi, in his Sharia of Sahih Muslim, he said that Prophet has over 1,000 names. Just like Allah has over 1,000 names. It is true. Because when the Yorubas, they are calling the Prophet, oh, this is Ojishola. That's the name of Muhammad. In every language, everybody has a name he calls Muhammad. That's his name. So I read of recent where somebody was saying, don't say God. Don't say, why? That no, you shouldn't call the name of Allah God. Say Allah. This is ignorance. Whoever he is, if you go and meet a white man and you want to talk to him about God, what are you going to tell him? What are you going to call? He has never heard the name of Allah. Let us leave Islam. Islam is a simple religion. Let's not complicate things. You come, don't say this, don't say this, don't say that. Tell people to repair their heart. They should not hold rancor. They should not hate Muslims. They should not hate others. They should behave well. It's character that is Islam. Not you picking one word and the other one and trying to juxtapose just to make yourself to be seen. The English people, to them, Allah is God. That's the name. Don't tell them they should not say God. What are they going to call him in their language? Are you going to replace their language and say they should stop speaking their language? In my language, where I come from, Allah has his name, Omolihi. What are you going to call him if you don't call him that name? There is nobody that is called that name, God. There is nobody that is called the name everybody calls God in their language. Nobody is called that name. Give everybody the way they speak their language. Leave them with it. It's not your business. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name is over 8,000. And this is his name. There was one day, one Fasik in Banu Israel. He is known to be a Fasik, somebody who transgresses the law. He died. When he died, all the major alims said, this nobody should go to this person's burial. Because in the Sharia, when somebody is known to be committing capital sin openly, and it is well known, when he dies, the ulama, the people that are well known to be scholars, are not supposed to attend the janazah. Then Anabi Musa himself stayed. Suddenly he saw Angel Gabriel came. Angel Gabriel said, Anabi Musa was asking Angel Gabriel, where are you going? I'm going for the janazah of such and such. Such and such? He said, yes. Angel Gabriel, please come. What good has this man ever done? For you to even leave the firmament to come down because of his janazah. Say, this man throughout his life, whenever he's written a Torah, anytime he comes across the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will take the name and kiss it before he continues. This is what we know of him. That's why I'm coming for his janazah. That's why we have to be very careful when people are called Muhammad. Our people know that this name is Muhammad. Don't allow it to be on the ground. And today we are making a lot of mistakes. People just print card. Where is this card going to end up? You don't know. And you are printing card because of yourself. Because of yourself, you put the name of the Prophet on the ground. Who are you? Most of these things we are doing, let's be very careful. Now, Allah has made things easy. With WhatsApp, you can send invitation cards. Restrict printing anything that the name of Allah and Muhammad is inside. Very, very restrictive. Because if it ends up in the garbage, in dustbin, you are the cause. But when you print this card yourself, you gave it to everybody. So people really, really see it, they are not even interested in your marriage. You are the one that wants everybody to be there. They're not even interested, they don't even care about you. Then they just look at it and throw it down. The house boy comes to the house, pick all the old cards, put them in the dustbin. Then they go and push it where there is it's rubbish, there's shit, there's all this. The name of the Prophet. So please, let us be very careful. This is our Prophet. When you call Allah, you have to call the Prophet. If not, you don't exist. When you call Allah, you have to call Muhammad before you know that you are even any person. Let's please dignify the name. We can give the name to our children. When we're writing our name, yes, we are writing our name in good places. But we are going to dispute our name to people. Let's be very careful. That's why in some places, like in Borno and other places, they will not easily call somebody Muhammad. His name is Muhammad, they will just say Modu. But if that is what people disregard, then they are okay. And if you can't give Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can't give the name of Muhammad to your child, and you'll be calling him, come here, you beat him, come here, beat him, you don't do that. If you know you'll not be able to have patience with him from the first instance, don't do that. So, Ama Muhammadun, Inna Rasulka Qadam Qabli Rasul. Ma kana ala Muhammadin min khalaj, ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikun. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the father of any man among us. The Prophet ﷺ had children. He has 7 children, 4 ladies, 3 boys. He never had men among them. The ladies, the first and the eldest, Zainab, followed by Rukayya, followed by Umm Kulthum, followed by Sayyidatna Fatimata, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Among the men, you have Qasim, then after Qasim, we have Abdullahi, he's also called At-Tayyibu, he's also called At-Tahir. Then we have Ibrahim from his slave girl, Maryam, the Egyptian Copt. These are his 7 children. None of the male children passed 17 months in this world. They either died at 16 months or 17 months. So none of them grew to be called a man. That's why Allah is saying here, Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum. All of us are men. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never had a child that was grew up to the manhood. But Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein were even still boys when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world. And all his grandchildren are through that lineage. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin rasulallahi wa khatiman nabiyyin. When you say, why is it that the Prophet never had any, his children male did not grow up to be men, that's part of the sacrifice he did for us. It was his own sacrifice. Because the Prophet, وَلَاكِيَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, he is the messenger of Allah, وَخَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, and he is the seed and the last of the Prophet. And Ibrahim had a child. Children, they were prophets. Ismail is a prophet, Ishaq is a prophet, Ishaq had children, Yaqub is a prophet, and then Yaqub had children, all of them, they are prophets. Zachariah had a child, Yahya, Zachariah is a prophet, he's a prophet. Is Allah going to bless the Prophet with children who grew up to be men, and they are not prophets? If they are not prophets, how will it be? And he is the best of all the prophets. So all these children were removed. He didn't stay. They didn't stay for him to enjoy seeing his children, like you stay to enjoy seeing your children, because he is Khatim al-Nabiyyin. He is the last of the prophets. There can be a prophet after him. So all these things are part of the wisdom that Allah made, that the Prophet never had his children never lived to become men. And with this, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ is telling us that there is no prophet that will come after the message of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No prophet is going to come. If anybody tells you that there is a prophet after him, this one, throw it back at them. There are people who think they are intoxicated. Like the Ahmadiyya, they say Ghulam is a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this is rubbish and nonsense. Throw it at them. They are intoxicated with the Amala. No matter your intoxication, No human being after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a prophet. Even Jesus Christ is going to come back to the world in his own attributes that is mentioned, but he's not going to come as a prophet. He is going to come as a Muslim, as a follower of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he's going to carry out the Sharia of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and work with it. He is going to be led by people in this Ummah, and he's also going to be people in this Ummah. He's not going to come with any Sharia. He will be a Muslim like all of us. Everything that you think of surrounding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, surrounding his creation, Allah is well aware of them.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us again. Why is it that some of you, when إذا أكد الله ورسوله أمرا أن تكون لهم خيرة, when Allah has ordained something, the Prophet has ordained something, that they will still have their own choice. Why? Why is it that when we ask the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do something, قَدْرًا مَقْدُورًا, what we have ordained on the Prophet, the Prophet carries it out. Why do you feel anything in your heart? Why? Because when you hear the Prophet does something, you should be elated and be happy the Prophet has done something. When the Prophet asks you to do something, you should be so happy that the Prophet even recognized that you are there before he asks you to do something. Why are you finding anything in your heart? Because you are not remembering Allah enough. Allah is now calling all of us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu zkurullaha zikran kaseeran wasabbihu bukratan wa asilan. Remember Allah a lot. A lot. Mention Allah a lot. One Arab came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I am an Arab in the village. All this knowledge you are saying, this one, this Sharia, is too much for me. I can't hold them in my head. Just tell me something that I will get used to, and when I'm holding it, I'm sure that I'm going to paradise. Yeah? لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Don't ever allow your tongue to be dry. You should continuously be moist with zikr of Allah. When you say zikr, ulama they said it can be tahalil, tahamid, tasbih, takbir. La ilaha illallah is zikr. Subhanallah is zikr. Alhamdulillah is zikr. Wallahu ala wata is zikr. Anything that you mention, Allah is zikr. But everybody agree that there is no zikr that is above la ilaha illallah. Like Rasulullah himself has said it, abdalu ma kuntu ana wa nabiyyina min qabli la ilaha illallah. The best thing that I have said, me and the prophets before me, is this. La ilaha illallah. And this word, Allah, that is because of it you are saying la ilaha illallah, is one word that is a very miraculous word. It's not a derived name. In Arabic, you have some names that are derived. You have names that they just come like that. Muttajal. It's not muqtasibun. It's not a name that is derived. It's not muttajal. It's a name like that. If you take Allah, for example, take the first alif out of it, it's still a name, lillahi. Take the next lam out of it, lahu, ma'afi samawati Allah, it's still Allah's name. Take the next lam out of it, hu, it's still Allah's name. This name, and it's the one that you are mentioning. And we have said it the other day, that when anytime you say la ilaha illallah, the whole creation is moving with you. One day Sayyidina Abu Bakr was sitting down. One Arab came from Yemen and he was making zikr, la ilaha illallah, and he was shaking. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, this is how we used to shake before the Prophet, before our hearts became strong. This is how we used to shake. Prophet in one place said, Kulu la ilaha illallah hatta yaqulu annaka majnun. He said, la ilaha illallah, until people say, you are a madman. Because those that don't believe in Allah, they used to call those that do zikr mad people. وَإِذَا كَيَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَيْنَ لَتَارِكُ آلِحَتْنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Whenever you tell them لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, they feel too big to stay with people and say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. They feel too big. They say, are we going to leave what we are doing, our positions, our duties, and we'll go and be like mad people? Ya ayyuhal ladhi nuzila alayhi dhikru innaka la majnun. They would tell the Prophet, you that Allah has sent this Quran to you, you are a madman. So whenever people are calling you mad because of your zikr, know that you have been related to the best of mankind. Because there are people out of our brothers, particularly from Africa, that love the Prophet so much. All their life, their one wish is, when will I go and visit Abu Qasim? When will I go and see where the Prophet is? When will I go and see Makkah? That's all their dream. Then when they have the opportunity and they go, they come to the Prophet's mosque, they are not able to help themselves. They are just shouting, la ilaha illallah. They have lost their senses. Some of them are just weeping. Then you find these people that think they are something. They think they are educated, not knowing that they have been educated by Satan. They come and say, stop this, bid'ah. They say they are reading hadith. Which hadith are they reading? They say they are reading the Quran. Which Quran are they reading? One day, one Zakir like that, he came to Kaaba, he saw Kaaba, he couldn't hold himself. He was just weeping, shouting, la ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, Allah. One person, go and tell him to stop. Somebody in the name of Allah calling Allah, so you go and tell him to stop. So if your heart is hardened, that you think you have a position, that position is too big for you, you don't want to be seen as shaking your head calling the name of Allah, continue. We see children, when you put music of this satanic music, they will be shaking their body. Do they wait for you? That's how people of Allah, when they hear the name of Allah, they don't wait for anybody, they are shaking their head. Allah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr is telling us here that that's how they used to shake their head. The Prophet said, we say la ilaha illallah until people say you are a madman. So let us make zikr. There is nothing that Allah has asked us to do, plenty, except zikr. And the kathiran, Allah himself said, kathir, what do you intend, what do you think is kathir? When Allah said it is kathir. Wasabbihu bukratan wa asila. And Allah glorify him morning and evening. Some people say this is a sound reason that people should be doing lazim in the morning and evening. This is the key we are talking about. People come. The first last summer, one day he came. He drew a very large road, you know, large path on the ground, and he drew tiny off it. He said, always try to follow the path. Anything that will take you off the path, don't follow it, because when you branch off, you are going away. Today, people who draw it, they say, no, this path going away are the tariqah. Huh? What is the tariqah asking you to do? Somebody called you to do istighfar morning and evening. It's not on the path. Allah used to tell the Prophet, "Id'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'izati al asan." Call onto the path of Allah. After entering the path of Allah, then you are now asked, "Id'u ila Allah." Call to Allah. Here, let's be very careful. People that are calling Allah day and night, making istighfar day and night, making salat to the Prophet day and night, if they are the one that is doing bid'ah, then what is Islam? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kaseera wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila.
Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu liyukhrijakum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur wa kana bil mu'minina rahima.
هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. هو الذي is Allah that you are making this zikr, that is asking you to call his name day and night. هو الذي يصلي عليكم is the one that is making salati on you. You the mu'min. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته and so also his angels. Why? ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. For him to take you from darknesses tonight. وَقَالَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah, concerning those that are faithful, his faithful servant, he is so merciful. Here, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is saying that, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. How is Allah making salati on his own servants? The Prophet told us clearly, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا صَلَاتًا وَاحِدَةً صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا عَشْرًا said, whoever makes salat one on me, Allah will make 10 on him. Whoever makes 10 salat on me, Allah will make 100 salat on him. Whoever makes 100 salat on me, Allah will make 1,000 salati on him. Whoever make 1,000 salati on me, my shoulder and his shoulder will enter paradise together. Everybody knows this hadith. When you are making plenty of salati, they say, tell me who can put his hand on his chest that he is in a group. He and his friends, for more than 30 years, they have not said they're making salati less than 262 times a day. Ibn al-Tijani says. Because Tariqa Tijani says, you have to make istighfar 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening. Salati on the Prophet, 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening. La ilaha illallah, 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening. Which means you are making salati on the Prophet already 200 times every day. He said, but come together as a group and also make istighfar 30 times. Salati on the Prophet 62 times. 50 salat al-Fati, 12 jawhar. When you put this together every day, you make at least 262 salati on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which means Allah is making no less than 2,000 salati on you. Somebody that Allah himself is making so much salati on, how can he be compared with somebody who Allah is making almost no salati on a day? Because all these people that are saying, how many times did they make salati on the Prophet? Maybe only when there is azan or when they come to pray. But this person is always making salati. If you believe in the hadith of the Prophet, anybody that calls him to make salati on the Prophet, you will follow him. And if they are saying, why are you following imanam? It's very clear. Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah said, what tabi sabila man anaba ilayhi? Kulma as-sadiqin. Allah said, always be among with those that you know they are truthful and they uphold the truth. Siddiq. And anybody you see that has taken to my path, follow him. Come with him to me. This is what Allah said. What tabi sabila man anaba ilayhi? Then he says, whenever you are reciting Fatiha, say, Ibn Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim. Allah, guide me to the correct path, the path of those that are blessed, have been blessed by you. Which means you are supposed to follow the path of those that Allah has blessed. Why are you now saying, why is somebody following the path of another man? Then you, why do you want people to follow you? If that is the case. So here, Allah is telling us, Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. And as long as you are making salati, Allah is making salati on you. لِيُخُرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. There are several darknesses. Here, zulumat is plural of darkness. Zulumat. He will take you from the darkness of kufr, the darkness of telling lies, the darkness of not being contented, to the light of Islam, to the light of contentment, to the light of telling the truth. Everything has, the opposite side is darkness, the positive side is light. Allah will be removing you one attribute, he will take you from one bad attribute to the opposite good attribute. One bad attribute to the opposite of it, good attribute, until one day we will be looking at you as somebody who is very good. But no matter how good you are, Allah will always try you. Or he will make you to do some things to show that you are a creation. You're not the creator. That's why you find some people are there, they will commit some sins that you don't think they should commit. But Allah knows that why he made them to commit it. They will come back, repent to Allah, and Allah will accept their repentance. Some, it's not even a sin, Allah make them to do things that is difficult for others to do, so that they can become an example for others. That's in this case why the Prophet was made to marry Zainab. If not, what is the what has problem the Prophet got to do with the beauty of somebody that has been in her house, in his house all his life? So also the angels, they are making salati on you. They are praying for you all the time. In several surahs, Allah said the angels are always praying for the Muslims, begging for istighfar. وَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. They are praying, Allah, all those that are making istighfar, forgive them. All those that follow your path, forgive them. And prevent them from entering hellfire. Allah is telling us all this. That's why when you see people that are in tariqah making zikr all the time, their faces are illuminated. You don't see them with their face pitch dark. It's difficult for you to see that. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah is very merciful on the faithful servants of Allah. May Allah make us to be among them.
تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما.
تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. تحيتهم, the greetings of the angels to them and greetings of Allah to them. يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ, the day they shall meet with Allah, salam is peace, peace. وَعَدَّ لَهُمُ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And they will find that Allah has prepared for them reward, honorable reward. Allah will say, سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. O you that you are coming, peace on you. This is a statement from Allah. The angels too, تِبْتُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ تِبْتُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Oh, peace be unto you. Enjoy. Come inside paradise and be there forever. The angels will be telling you, Salam, Salam. Allah himself will be telling you, As-Salam, As-Salam. All this you are getting because of this Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anytime you make salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will make them for you. Allah's one salati that he makes to you, that one salati out of the ten, will wipe away all your sins, whatever it is. That's why you find most of the ulama, when you go to them, what should I do? They make it salat on the Prophet. They make it salat on the Prophet. Particularly salat al-Fati. They know what is in salat al-Fati. They know the value of salat al-Fati. These people that are saying, no, why salat al-Fati? What is wrong with salat al-Fati? They don't know the value. So Satan is hindering them from coming to salat al-Fati. Because there is still something in their mind that is not clear about the Prophet. When they are very clear about it, when they see Salat al-Fati, Allah will make them to learn for it. تَهِيَّتُمْ يَوْمَ الْقَانُهُ السَّلَامُ وَعَدَّ لَهُمُ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. Allah will prepare for them a reward, honorable reward.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا.
يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. الله تبارك وتعالى is now calling again for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this surah, anytime you hear Ya أيها النبي, it will be followed by Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. Until the last one, then it will be followed by Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu two times. Here Allah has told us, Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu Zkurullah Zikran Kaseeran, and he's calling the Prophet now, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi'u. Oh you, this Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, calling him by his title, out of reverence, to teach us to revere the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna arsalnaka, we have sent you Shahidan as a witness, O Mubashiran, as the one to give glad tidings, good news. O Naziran, as the one to warn people. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anything you are doing, he's witnessing it. He bears witness physically with his body when he was alive. He bears witness spiritually from beginning of the of this creation to the end of the creation. Because Prophet Sallallahu his spirituality, his light, is from it that the creation was made. He is bearing witness whatever anybody is doing. Particularly in Salat that we are offering, the Prophet Sallallahu is bearing witness. All of us know when we come to say our Salah, the five times today Salah, when we are starting, we say Allahu Akbar, Takbirat al-Ihram. We say Fatiha al-Kitab. In Fatiha al-Kitab, we mentioned the five names of Allah. Allahu, Rabbu, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Malik Yawm al-Din. When we get here, Allah will transport us to His presence. We say, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, I'm before you. It's you I worship. It's you I seek His help. You don't say this if you're not in front of. You don't say Iyyaka if you're not in front of the person. Then when you finally have your salah and you're finished, then you're asked to make at-tahiyya. Tahiyyatum yawm al-qanahu salam. At-tahiyya, at-tahiyyatu lillahi, azakiyyatu lillahi, at-tayyibatu salawatu lillahi. Then the Prophet that is witnessing your salah, you have to now greet him. As-salamu alayka. As-salamu alayka. Directly you are greeting the Prophet, facing him. If the Prophet is not before you, or you don't agree that it is before you, then you are telling lies. Lies outside Salah is haram, let alone in Salah. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi'u. Ya ayyuhan nabi'u. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi'u. Oh you, this Prophet, I'm making my salam to you. All these things are together. You can't take one, you can't present the Quran out of context. You have to read the Quran all together. Before it came to be words, to be letters, to be sentences, to be chapters, it was just light. Like I was giving an example the other day. When message is coming to your screen, the screen that you are holding, your handset, whether it is video, or it is speech, or it is message, it comes through close to infrared light to your phone. When it is coming, it's not, you can't see the letters, the pictures, but it's your phone that will convert all of them. That's how the Prophet is the screen of Allah, that the message of Allah becomes printed that we can see. So the Prophet Inna Salaka Shahidan, the Prophet is bearing witness in his light and spirituality forever. Wa Mubashiran, and he's giving glad tidings. When he was alive, physically he was giving it. Now the Quran is telling us, in dreams people are still getting glad tidings from the Prophet. In the wake, people are still getting glad tidings from the Prophet till tomorrow, till the end of the world. Wa Naziran, and as a warner. People are still being warned by the Prophet. The Quran is warning. The ulamas are warning on his behalf. Some people in their dream, the Prophet will tell them, don't do this, do this. Warn them, if you do this, the consequence is great. A lady once came to me. He wanted to be divorced from the husband. People were telling him, have patience with your husband, have patience with your husband. Then one day she came to me and said, thank you. Thank you for asking me to have patience. I'm so grateful. I will go back to him because of what I saw. Said, what did you see? He said, I saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream with his finger telling me like this, no, no, no. That's what she saw. So till tomorrow, the spirituality of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving glad tidings to people and is warning people. Wa mubashiran wa nazira. So let us be respectful whenever we are talking about the Prophet, whenever his name is mentioned, let's make light on him. One day the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came inside the mosque and he was climbing his minbar. He stopped, he said, Ameen. Then again, when he climbed, he stopped, he said, Ameen. When he climbed the third step, he said, Ameen. When he came down, people said, we heard you say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. What is it? He said, Angel Gabriel came and he was praying, and I was saying, Ameen. He said, whoever the month of Ramadan meets, and he couldn't do good work, for him that at the end of it, Allah forgave him his sins and has emancipated him. Allah, if you put him in hell, put him far inside it. And I said, Amen. Whoever met his two parents alive and he couldn't do good work for them to be pleased with him, Allah, if he goes to hell, put him inside it far. I said, Amen. Whoever your name is mentioned, the Prophet's name is mentioned, and he couldn't say, make salati on the Prophet, Allah, if you put him in hell, put him far inside it. I said, Amen. Whenever the name of the Prophet is said, we shouldn't be so miserly with our words, not to say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make salati on the Prophet forever, from before life to after life.
وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا.
وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وداعيا إلى الله. And the Prophet ﷺ, داعيا is one calling إلى الله, unto Allah. بإذنه, with his permission. وسراجا منيرا. And a lamp that is continuously illuminating. Look at where Allah started from. He talked to us about the Prophet, about how he gave him command, how the Prophet gave people commandment. They finally carried it out. About Allah commanded the Prophet, he carried it out. And he now asks us, Iskullah Zikran Kasira. Well, and what is the ultimate of this? The ultimate of this is that whoever is doing that, Allah will take him onto the light. And the Prophet will become to him Mubashiran wa Nazira wa Da'iyan ila Allah, not ila sabili rabbika now. It'u ila sabili rabbik. The Prophet was asked to call onto the path of Allah. Now, by the time there is much light in you, the Prophet will call you onto Allah. Because you are on the path of Allah because you want to meet with Allah. He will now call you to Allah. Wa Da'iyan ila Allah, bi iznihi, with his permission. Here, the issue of permission is being said. If permission is what makes halal, halal, haram, not halal. فَانْكِهُهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ. If you want to marry a lady, a person that meets with a girl in the university, says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I want to marry you. They go to court. The two of them sign. They take their friend there and they sign. Islam does not accept this one. This marriage is not acceptable. Why? Where is the permission? Has the parents of the lady permitted her? Permitted this man to marry her? Permission is very important. You can see the Prophet. Allah said, Inna arsalnaka, I sent you. But he said, Bi iznihi, with his permission. I sent you as a messenger. But you are going to call to Allah with my permission. Apart from being a messenger, he is calling to Allah with permission of Allah. So, the Prophet takes his permission from Allah. The Sahabas took their permission from the Prophet. The Ulama, they took their permission from the Sahabas. The students, they take their permission from the Ulama. All these people that you see criticizing Muslims, they have no enemy but Muslims. Go and find out. They have no permission to preach. Ask them, who is their teacher? They will say, such and such. Did he give you permission? Say, yes. That teacher himself, who is his teacher? You find that he has no teacher, or he had a teacher that they left each other not in peace. This is true. Because the one that institutionalized the abuse of Muslims in this country, he and his teacher parted ways, not well. So he didn't have any permission to preach. He was employed by the government, and he was on salary, and he could do whatever he thinks because he now has money, he's above his own teacher. And then he had no work but to criticize Muslims, abuse Muslims. See that Muslims are not on the path of Allah. They were not even, at first they said the Tariqa people, they are kuffar. Later on they said they are people of bid'ah. Somebody cannot be mubtada and is also a kafir. Because it's a Muslim that can do bid'ah. A kafir, there is no pity in what he's doing. What he's doing is paganism. This to tell you all this. So you are not the one to tell people, I am Ahle Sunnah, I am this, I am this. No, you don't tell people who you are. Go and look at the mirror. The mirror will tell you who you are. When you get to the Prophet, he will tell you who you are. Whether you tell somebody that he's not Ahle Sunnah, he is not a Muslim, he is not this. If Allah says he is his own, he is his own. There's nothing you can do about it. This one is calling Allah day and night. He says he's not on Sunnah. Then what is he on? Put all Sunnah together. Is that Sunnah? Can they not come la ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah? You say you are Sunnah. Where is it that the Prophet abused his community? We are going to see it in the front. Where the Prophet was even being told to overlook what the munafiq are doing. Munafiq. But if you are going to preach, your preaching is against Muslims. Let us stop preaching against Muslims. Telling Muslim what he's doing is bad. Before you say what Muslim is bad, bring it clearly from the Quran that what this person is doing is bad. Not that you are inferring that cannot be seen by sensible people. Wadaya illallah iznihi. And before you go and preach on the part of Allah, make sure that you have been given permission by somebody who has been given permission to preach. Just like if you are going to get married, don't go and marry a lady that the marriage that produced her itself was not a valid marriage. But then she's a bastard. If you want to marry a lady who is not a bastard, marry a lady that is a valid marriage that produced her. That one too is valid marriage that produced that one. The same thing in permission. If you meet any person of Allah that is holding microphone or is standing before people preaching, you ask, no, this is my madam. He asked me to preach. This is what he told me when I was going to preach. This is what he admonished me to do and what he admonished me not to do. So this is very important that the Prophet himself is permitted by Allah. Sahabas are permitted by the Prophet. We saw when Abu Zayd al-Ghafari was asking the Prophet that he should send him, and the Prophet refused. So may Allah forgive all of us. Amen. May Allah strengthen our faith. Amen. May Allah make us to be among those that love Allah, love the Prophet. May Allah strengthen all of us. Amen. May Allah bring peace to this country. Amen. May Allah bring peace to our homes. Amen. May Allah direct our leaders aright. May Allah solve our problem. Amen. May he remove us from hunger and poverty. Amen. May he remove poverty and hunger from us. Amen. May he strengthen us. May he give us our houses that we are living in, our clothes that we are wearing, our cars that we have to ride. Amen. May Allah maintain our dignity for us and preserve it for us. Amen. May Allah reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he reward the sahabas. May he reward the ulama. May he reward the ulama. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
One of our brothers requires our generous donation to pay his house rent. Please, let us donate generously to assist him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin liqatil ma ublik. الخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق بالحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.